Welcome to episode 3 of Intelligence is Bliss podcast. Today's podcast is titled The Power of Silence. Stick around. I'll start off this podcast with a quote that I read by a person by the name of Chaim, C-H-A-I-M, Potok, P-O-T-O-K. And the quote is, "I've begun to realize that you can listen to silence and learn from it. It has a quality and dimension all of its own." And again, that's from somebody by the name of Chaim Potok. Silence. Silence is unbearable to some people, and to others, silence is the most powerful moment one can experience. It is a matter of perspective. I did not understand the power of silence until I read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Although this book doesn't really talk about silence, it does talk about how when we become in tune with the now and we tune into our thoughts, we can control our behavior, we can control our thoughts and reactions to things. As I thought more into that and practiced being silent and listening to the thoughts and the inner voice, I was able to control many things that I would do unconsciously. There is so much noise around us. I'm using the term noise loosely. Noise exists in many forms. It exists in the form of technology, with cell phones chirping at us literally every minute with notifications. What do these chirps actually do? Well, they take us away from something we are doing to check on something else. It's no wonder that many people nowadays suffer from ADD. We can't seem to go a minute without being interrupted or having our attention diverted to something else. We also have noise in the form of distractions from society. News and media distract us from our life to focus on other things that may not be important to us, but they create noise to garner our attention and to try to influence us. We have noise in the form of music, radio as we drive to and from work or to different places that we must get to or desire to go, with the accompaniment of radio, music, or podcasts such as this one. We have noise in the form of crowds. Some crowds are bearable and some crowds are obnoxious. And some crowds are bearably obnoxious. I would include sporting events, music concerts, and the like into the category of bearably obnoxious because we endure the bearably obnoxious to enjoy something that we want to enjoy. We have noise in the form of our own thoughts, our self-speak, or as some would say, mental noise. That noise, I feel, is one of the most dangerous kinds of noise that can overpower us, but it's also one of the most powerful noises that we can have and we welcome, as it can help us overcome some fears, some obstacles, and help us beat some habits that we're looking to get rid of. For myself, I have learned to block out the noise of technology, the noise of media, the news, the noise of society, and the noise of our environment. What has been challenging, though, is the battle of the mental noise. Mental noise is a constant battle. There are times when the bad mental noise gets a hold of us and the outcome is regret. And there are times when the good mental noise helps and the outcome is great or satisfaction. The only way to defeat the unwanted mental noise is by being in the moment, the power of the now, and listening to that mental noise and deciding if it's something that we want or if it's something that we desire or if it's something that we don't want. It can be quite challenging, though, at times, especially with the busy lives that we have, to be able to decide at the moment if the mental noise is good or bad. One thing that Eckhart Tolle's book helped me understand is to be able to take a moment when I have an unwanted mental noise and really tune into it and decide if I wanted to be a part of it or not. It was hard at first, but being able to take moments and filter these thoughts out as good or bad has made it easier to be aware of those thoughts and filter them during the course of a busy, noisy day. That mental noise can be debilitating if we let it get out of hand. Mental noise is normal, though. It's how we act on it that makes how one responds to it normal or abnormal. Not taking the time to listen to them or to that noise can certainly overwhelm us and lead us to a point in our life that may make us unhappy, make us angry, make us anxious, and make us live an unhealthy and not normal life. Silence is a powerful and magnificent thing. Meditation brings in the power of silence. Yoga brings in the power of silence. Martial arts, believe it or not, brings in the power of silence. Silence is powerful, and the interesting thing about it is that we seek silence, yet we are afraid to be in silence. Sedatophobia is a term that is given to the fear of silence. People who fear this need to have some stimuli to avoid silence and thus avoid panic attacks. I certainly was in that category for a while. I enjoyed noise. I needed noise to sleep. The sound of a fan, the sound of a radio, the sound of something other than the natural sounds that surround us. However, the last few months I have been enjoying moments in silence. I think the most time I have spent in silence the last few months has been about 2 hours. The crazy thing about that time, though, is there's so much self-reflection, self-assessment that is done. I often think about things I did that I shouldn't have done, or things that I could do better so that I could be a better person for myself. The beauty of silence is that I am able to collect my thoughts, listen to the thoughts in my head, and toss out any I don't wish to have, and keep those that I wish to keep. When we are about our busy days, we usually don't have time to listen to these thoughts, and they often lead to impulse things we do, which some people end up regretting at a later date or time. Silence has become something that I seek out every day and make time for every day. I enjoy having my silence, like many enjoy having their morning coffee in the morning. There are so many things going on in my mind in the morning. The things that I need to get done, the things I would like to do, and the errant interruption of things I don't really have time for, but they still show up. Having silent time in the morning, I can be like a traffic light, stopping the thoughts I don't want to have, stopping the "you should do this today" things that I don't really have a place set for in my day. All of this directing of thoughts traffic has really helped me shape my day and carried on throughout the day. For me, it has seemed like this morning time of silence is creating my daily to-do list. And the weird thing is, as I go about my day, if I start to do something that I don't remember thinking about in my morning time of silence, I catch myself and put it aside in the to-do later mind file system. This for me has helped me control my day and actually get more things done and be more productive throughout my day. Silence. Seven letters combined to make a powerful word. Powerful because many fear it, many welcome it. Silence can be daunting to think of. When you think about silence, think of it as a peaceful retreat in your busy day. Spend a few minutes in silence, if that's all you can muster to begin with. Then let that time evolve to more minutes and maybe even an hour of silence. When you venture into silence, be in a place away from television. Be in a place separate from your family or friends. Be in a place away from technological interruptions. Welcome the silence and listen to your thoughts. I warn you though, it may be overwhelming at the beginning when you start listening to your thoughts, but trust me, it will help you build a mechanism for you to be able to identify thoughts that you don't want to have and to eliminate them as you live your busy, noisy day. But to get there, we have to be in silence, in the now, with our thoughts, and listen to our thoughts. I leave you with this. Yes, silence is scary, but welcome it. Seek it out. Get comfortable being uncomfortable in silence so that you seek it out for rest. You seek out silence for clarity. You seek out silence to clear your thoughts and to clear your head. Life will be much better when you incorporate silence in your daily life. Each day has 24 hours in it. If you spend just 30 minutes in complete silence, you will do wonders for your mental health and your overall health. Be a fan of silence. Enjoy silence. Welcome silence. Be in silence. With that, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Please remember to subscribe and share as it helps spread the word that intelligence is indeed bliss. Until next time, welcome silence, spend a few minutes in silence, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.